What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Business owner, how helpful would it be for you to have employee training and industry resources at your fingertips? That's why Federated Mutual Insurance Company recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. MyShield has resources to help your business with risk management. Already a Federated client? What are you waiting for? Get registered today so you can jump on MyShield through federatedinsurance.com or download the app. If you're not already a client, talk to your Federated marketing rep today. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, you come in here with more
notes.
Prep.
I got two notes.
Look
I got
at
two
this.
Notes. I got here early.
Look at Dex.
So there is no doubt in anyone's mind that in 21 seasons, this is by far the best Wild team we've had. Not even close. Mm-hmm. You know, the 0-3 run was a miracle. There's been no runs ever. Turned out that that young nucleus that we thought was going to get us over the hump when they won a couple of they won one playoff series, and we thought they ended up to be fraud. So they did not get her done. But then my question became, best NHL team we've ever had. We had the North Stars for 26 years, and now these guys for 21. So the two contenders, I would say, from the North Star era are the 81-82 team that got shocked in the first round of the playoffs, and then the 82-83 team, which was, you know, the same guys and very good. Now, they ended up, the 81-82 team, 37-23-20. But this is in a 21-team league, right?
Right.
And so that's 94 points. So you give them 12 of those 20, you know, you might win. With the talent they had playing 3-on-3,
they
probably would have won 14 of those 20, right?
Sure.
So we get them up to 108 points. So these guys have more than that. But but it's not points, of course. But as I researched what happened to the 81-82 team, I ran across something we all, to my knowledge, missed. The North Stars, they back then, it was 12-team playoffs. They hadn't gone to 16, right? Yet, had they?
They were 16.
They were 16.
Yep, they were 16.
Oh, but the first round was 3 out of 5.
Yes,
correct. First round was 3 out of 5.
Yep, that's right.
And the North Stars of 1982 won the division handily, 14 points more than Winnipeg. But the Blackhawks backed into the playoffs at 30-38-12, 72 points. So they had 22 fewer points than the North Stars. And they were, you know, they were way down, bad Blackhawks team. And they beat the North Stars in 4. Now, we all remember Eric Fox sending the Twins into a long, long tailspin.
Yep.
The key moment in that first series when they lost in 4 games, the North Stars, was when they lost in overtime in game 1 at home, right? Mm-hmm. Savard set up a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Who scored it?
Was it Glenn Sharpley?
No.
Because he was on that team.
Greg Fox.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. You just uncovered it.
We never made the Fox comparison. A decade later.
You just uncovered it.
A decade later, the Fox did it to us again. How did we miss that? How did we miss that? I can't ever remember writing
it. We didn't put the pieces together.
We never put the Foxes together. I was in Barcelona. I had an excuse, okay? I wasn't covering the Eric Fox game in 92.
Okay.
But somebody back here was asleep at the switch that we didn't, because Greg Fox had a long career, but was pretty anonymous, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so.
Almost as anonymous and unlikely as Eric Fox.
All these years have passed, and now it's been uncovered.
Now we can do a history story on the Foxes. Whatever happened to Eric Fox and Greg Fox?
Call up Bally's right now.
Yes, right.
Bally Sports North needs to get on this.
My point is, I certainly hope that Colorado doesn't have anybody named Fox. Not Colorado.
St. Louis?
St. Louis.
I don't think they do.
Doesn't have anybody named Fox.
I don't think they do.
Fox. And the other, the 83 team actually had two more points, but they finished second. So how did the Blackhawks, the 81-82, they have a bunch of guys hurt? Because the next year, they won the division. The next year, they popped up and won the division.
When did Bannerman start to play? Because he's the reason why
they got good.
He's why the Blackhawks won that series in four, because he stood on his head. Yes. Bannerman was unbelievable.
82-83, lost in five to the Blackhawks. Beat the Maple Leafs in four.
Yeah, I remember that series.
But then in the second round, which was seven games.
Yep.
They beat the North Stars in five. So apparently whopped them in five. But anyway, those are the only two contenders. So I would have to declare this to be the best team, NHL team, Minnesota's had in 47 years, in 47 seasons.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Would you not?
Yeah.
These guys were close. They didn't.
I mean, Kaprizov's the best player.
Yeah. Yes. I heard...
Damn good.
I heard Louis on the radio, and somebody was asking him to compare. Somebody made the Dino and Kaprizov comparison.
There's none.
There's none. As far as talent beyond, you know, Dino might have shot the puck as well as Kaprizov, but Dino would be the, you know, when I talked to him the other day, when McCarthy died.
Yeah.
He said, McCarthy's one of the best left-wing puck handlers of all time, greatest backhand. And Broughton, he said, I never had the puck, and I never wanted it.
Right.
Yeah.
Garbage goal.
I just wanted the...
Master of the garbage goal.
I just wanted, or the little
yep.
flip there. And
great
the,
at it.
The one-timer and the whole thing. So Dino was, this is not a comparison. The only comparison to make is Gavrik, because he was big and strong, but not as strong as this kid, and obviously not as healthy as this kid's been so far. So,
and let's just say, I don't think he tried as hard as this guy does.
No, I don't think so.
This guy does a lot more.
I think in the clutch, what you have to remember is Gavrik's greatest moment was as a kid in the 03, and didn't he either got benched or moved down to the fourth line. One of those playoff games, he was in.
Yes.
He was in the doghouse.
Drove Lemaire nuts.
He drove him crazy. Yes.
Marianne.
Yes, yep.
Marianne.
But you know, that's never the likelihood. So the only thing that always my Stanley Cup, who the hell knows moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Best team they ever had. I mentioned this several times. Best team they ever had. Had 100 more goals than any other team in the league. Had, 20 more points. They blow a 3-0 lead in game one to Columbus and get swept.
Yep.
They just panic.
Folded.
Complete panic.
Yep.
And then they go and win two cups in a row with not as good a teams.
But they made change. But they also
they
got tough.
Change.
They
yeah,
also
they
got
did,
a little
yeah,
tougher
because it was a great skating team.
Yeah, you can't be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Cute is great in January.
Yeah,
it'll get you ousted in April.
Yeah,
or May.
Well, these guys aren't cute.
No.
These actually, they probably the difference between them
And the North Stars of the early 80s, as the North Stars were a goal-scoring, hard-nosed.
Well, they tried to get,
we
you
had
know,
some tough guys.
Yeah, guys like that. Yeah. But, yeah, this is a tough team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and got tougher when they at the trading deadline. So
absolutely.
And tougher than St. Louis, probably.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I was surprised they're 3-2 favorites, 150 to win 100.
This is a very the Blues team that won the Stanley Cup in 19 was a lot tougher.
Mm-hmm.
This team is more skilled.
They score a lot of goals, and
yes.
So do the Wild. So
I think everybody on their top three lines, if I'm not mistaken, has 20 or more goals for the Blues.
Holy cow!
So they score a ton of goals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
do they have a goon?
Dex, I don't think they really do now.
Like the Steve Ott's and the Ryan Reeves they've had before. No. Not necessarily.
Colorado has the one guy that cheap
McDermott,
shot.
McDermott, the guy that cheap shot at Foligno.
Don't they have that Kadri, too, isn't he?
He's not. He's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's not a goon. He's nuts.
Okay. Well, that's good. That comes in handy, too.
He will
start to skate off and
the playoffs, he will take his stick and swing it at your head if he's mad enough. But that's not a goon. That's just nuts.
Should we read into anything of them finishing 0-1-5-1 or something? Colorado, are they just relaxing because they already had everything all locked up?
Yeah, I don't know what to read into that. I mean, I don't read a lot, but I will. But I will say the question is, until they actually make a long playoff run, like they are a great regular season team.
Yes,
but they seem to get to the playoffs, and McKinnon can melt down. That's the thing, is you got to be on them.
The odds of him getting through it without getting hurt, dude, could be.
And we're back to your favorite thing. No one's telling you who's playing goal.
Yes, I was going to, we did not, at the morning skate, we did not get any hints today.
Well, Fleury was in the starter's crease to start.
And then he ran the other guy down there?
And then, I don't know when Talbot got in, but then Dino in classic fashion said, I'm not confirming or denying.
Yes,
it's back to Jacques.
Yes, just like the Jacques. Yeah. What do they think that does?
I don't know.
I
think it's superstition by now.
It probably is.
I think it's a superstition.
It probably is, but I mean, does it make any difference to the Blues? Is it going to, okay, now that Fleury's there, we can score all our goals this way instead of the
other
way.
You got a book on both of them, right?
Yeah, right.
You've got the book. It's not like you don't have a scouting report.
At some point, you can't just wait till the game starts, right? Don't they have to turn in a lineup at some point?
Yes. Yep. X amount of time before the game, you got to submit a starting card to the officials.
They don't care as much about gambling now as baseball does, but you do now have to submit a lineup, you know.
This is true.
So, we're all happy for one guy that we all like, though, today about this, and we talked about it for a moment before the show started. Tommy Reed. We're very happy for Tommy Reed.
Oh, God. Is
the pandemic... In fact, Tommy Reed, people are upset about the 8:30 office. My sources tell me that Tommy Reed called some of his old friends in the NHL office and said, listen, all of us on West 7th Street lost our ass during the pandemic when there were no fans at the games. You got to give us some 8:35 starts here. And they said, okay, Tommy.
Make it 9:15 if you want.
Right. Anything for you, Tommy, we'll do it. You're a great old noble NHLer, and you deserve this. So
this is a bad night to drive to the game, potentially.
Yes.
Like, you might want to find another ride to the game
unless
and then home.
I wonder if the cops are going to be mean and out.
Not
on,
like the old days, Patrick.
Out on 94, waiting for him to become swerving home. Somebody will hit somebody going through the tunnel. There's no doubt about it.
Hopefully it's cleared out by the time I do that.
The last week, I've ran into three different ramp collisions. What is wrong with you people?
Like where? Like on?
On one going south, 394 off to 100, going south.
That's a horrible one.
One at the tangle there when you go 394 to, you circle and get onto 394.
That's awful.
That's dangerous because you got 5 miles an hour versus 60 miles an hour going through there. Because people of my age who have lost their faculties to some degree have a tendency to slow down really bad there. And I don't, but a lot of them do. And that one, and then there was, where was it? I was over east last about 4 or 5 days ago, and there was one for no reason. It was like, you know,
not paying attention, probably.
Yeah, yeah, it's just people.
The old cell phone thing.
I think they're looking at their phone and just banging into the back of people. And and my dear bride, who doesn't appreciate my driving, but I'm a 100-foot guy on cars. I just don't trust anybody, right?
Yep.
She's always, get up there. Get up. She's
closer?
She wants you to, so you can move in and out and gain 5
Dawn
minutes.
Dawn used to tailgate.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I hate it.
I can't tailgate.
Stand it. That's why I can't. No. God, watch
I don't trust anybody.
If someone cuts in front of me, what do I give a damn?
Right.
You know?
Right.
If we're going, let's say we're going to the tunnel and somebody wants to get in.
Yep.
All right. This is going to, if I let him in or her, that's going to cost me an extra 12 seconds. You know, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
and these days, I'm letting everybody in.
Yes.
You want to get in, you get in.
They might have a weapon.
I don't know what you got in your car, but I'm not making eye contact.
They might have a weapon. Anyway, the greatest team, I'm ready to declare.
All right.
The greatest team in Minnesota NHL history, if we don't go back to the Minneapolis Marines, because I don't know anything about that,
we can't go back to them.
No, I can't remember.
AHL or whatever it was.
Starts its playoff pursuit tonight, and if they win game one, this will be over in 5.
Ooh.
If they lose game one, it's a war.
Interesting.
That's my theory. You know me. I've been known to pick final scores of NHL games accurately.
Yes, you know? I know. You and Mackey, you both come in at the playoffs and actually are right. Interesting. So if they win tonight, game one, it goes 5.
You know, I'm not as good on basketball because I tweeted out that the Timberwolves would lose by 9 in game 7 or 6, and they lost by 8. So I'm not quite as good.
Yeah, no, you're not holding.
I'm not quite as good. I'm not accurately for both teams, but NBA basketball's harder.
Oh,
hockey,
God, yeah.
Hockey, the variables
are
much smaller than they are in basketball.
Basketball's damn near impossible.
Yes, I mean,
you're up by 26 and 25 in the same game, and
you lose
comfortably.
Yes, you do. Okay, one other note I bring in here. When the Twins opened their season a month ago, Joe Ryan pitched the opener. And we all said, how can a rookie pitcher pitch the opener?
Yes.
And he went 4 innings, gave up 2 runs, walked 4, astoundingly, and struck out 4. And I think he ended up getting a loss, right? Because Robbie Ray was, or did he? I'm not sure. I guess he did. 3 games since then. 19 innings, 8 hits, 1 run, and 2 walks and 21 strikeouts. The next day, he'll turn 26 on June 5th, so he's not a kid, you know, but he's been pretty phenomenal. The next day, Seattle broke out this Logan Gilbert.
Yes.
And all of us who were there were very impressed with his arm, right? He had a 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was a Buxton homer, and 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. So he had a good game, but he only went 5. Since then, 4-0, 23 innings, 15 hits, 1 earned run, 7 walks, and 20 strikeouts. We got to see, in the first 2 days of the season, 2 all-star pitchers in all right-handed pitchers. I was thinking that Gilbert pitched the opener, but he did not. So when I looked up all these stats, once I looked them up, I figured I had to use them. Even though I was,
well, you're not going to waste the word.
I was going to say, and he just turned 25. He's turning 25 this week. So
Joe Ryan is fun to watch.
Because he
works.
He ain't screwing around.
Nope. Bang, bang, bang.
He can work with Sanchez too. It doesn't make any difference to him because he knows what he wants to do.
Man, is he fun though?
Yeah, he is, and. Nobody is as small as tried. Other guys have tried. They've tried to explain to us why that 93 mile an hour fastball that fools so many hitters that they can't get to it. And there's something about his delivery or something.
It's partially because he's pitching. He's not throwing, you know?
Yeah, that's true. He's hitting
spots.
Like
he works. I think he's a very smart guy.
Oh, yeah. He's hitting spots and he's,
I love that.
He's confident. Now, I've said this. The first time he gets hammered, if the first time he has those 2 bad games in a row, you know, it's going to happen. Yep. Pitching happened to Bob Gibson, had two bad games in a row once. But that's when you got to make sure that he doesn't panic and try to make adjustments. You know, mm-hmm. all of a sudden they start, you know, if they start thinking they have to change things. My example
if,
of that
if
is,
West comes out and
yeah, my example of that is Kevin Sloy. Kevin Sloy was never this good, but Kevin Sloy was good. Mm-hmm. And he was good because his control was impeccable. And then, you know, he got knocked around some, and he was afraid to pitch to the same spots he'd pitched previously, and he'd get behind in the count, and then he was out of luck. So, but I don't – this kid's got a little better stuff, a little livelier stuff, but it's
– That could be a hell of a trade, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah. The other kid is pitching – I think he's in St. Paul now.
The second kid guy they got, yeah.
Yeah. Two last names. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Kwesi Adofo-Spielman. He's got two last names. Oh,
there you go.
I am going to beat that joke bloody. That's going to be – I'm going to use that so often, I'm even going to get sick of it.
What did you think of making two early draft trades with the Lions and Packers?
Oh, I don't care about that, but especially the Lions. Here's
you didn't
my
get
idea.
Enough, in my opinion.
Huh?
You didn't get
oh,
enough,
you did
in
not.
My opinion.
I did. I agree with you.
I wanted more from them.
Yes. Where's the – why do you have to give them 20 spots in the second round? You know?
Right.
What was that about?
I'm keeping my second round pick for sure.
All you're getting is an extra second rounder.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I did not like that trade at all. The one with the Packers, yeah, you know, who knows. I think the Packers are in trouble. If they think that they've replaced Devontae Adams with a receiver from North Dakota State, but we'll see. I've seen that kid, and he's.
I was going to say, is he
he's
damn
okay.
good? Like, what,
he's okay,
what do you think of
but
him?
They threw it more to the big, monstrous, tight end fullback type of guy in the clutch situations than okay. they did this guy. They had to do something to try to keep Aaron from wanting to kill them all, though, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. They must have told him when they signed him they were going to get rid of Devontae.
I think, didn't Rodgers admit to that, or didn't he say, I think they definitely had called him and told him mm-hmm. that was probably going to be the case.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a tough thing to do, but if they, to get out of their salary cap hell, they had to do it, right?
Yes.
Because to me, the easiest thing to replace in football are receivers, but obviously... All the NFL analysis now of the teams mm-hmm. is putting incredible importance on wide receivers because
yes.
they're giving up six of them drafted in the first round.
And they're making a ton of money now.
Yes. Yeah.
All these guys
money.
Are.
I've always thought that I always thought that the Patriots proved to us that you can take anybody off the street. But that's because you had Brady and Belichick, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that was true at the time. I think it's just changed, too, because
yeah.
the priority now is, and I mean, Jefferson, Pat, is going to be,
yeah,
I don't know what he's going to make, but it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if all this was based on cap, but I guess not, because somebody said they're going to spend in the 12th most for their draft choices of anybody in the league or something. So, and then they spent $260 for a free agent, which has got to be a record.
Yeah.
For them, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever spent. Now, the one they let lost, they signed nine, and then one of them switched his mind. You know what his signing bonus was? $2,500.
Well, I switched my mind.
It wasn't hard to change your mind. The other team offered him $40. So he said, on second thought, no, thank you.
I don't blame him one bit.
No, no. But I guess it proves my point that once you get to the last two rounds, you might as well have undrafted free agents. Same guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, seventh. Yes.
Blaze Andres gets signed. I think Miami signed him. They signed a raft of these guys. But, you know, he could have been a sixth rounder, a seventh rounder, or an undrafted free agent. It's just how it falls, you know. So, anyway, I'm not, at least we didn't get, we only had one seventh rounder, right?
Yes.
Good. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, Rick trying to be cute was always trying to steal
yes.
away the guys who he thought weren't going to be picked and signed. So he always thought, I'll outsmart the system.
Meanwhile, I've decided that Adolfo has officially gotten on my nerves.
Oh, good.
It didn't take long, but the dreaming, we're all out
here. Oh, God, yeah. I thought of you when I would. Do you want to come join our dream?
Yeah, I want to join your dream. Yeah.
I knew you'd like that.
It's football! You don't dream, you smack the other guy in the mouth, you moron. It's not about dreams and camaraderie. It's about kicking the crap out of somebody. It's football. It's not about dreams, you... Ugh. I didn't like that.
I knew you wouldn't. Not that much, but I knew you wouldn't like it.
What? Who are you selling this to? You know?
In the pros, I have no idea.
Yeah, who are you selling
In college, I get it.
Yes.
In the pros, I actually don't know.
Hey, when Billy here wakes up from his concussion, we're going to tell him it was just part of our dream out here. You know, you're not going to know who your kids are when you're 35, but yeah, it's a dream. Let's all dream here. Those aren't dreams. Those are concussions.
I have no. Yeah, I saw that and thought the same thing. At this level, who are you convincing this?
Yes.
Of?
Yeah.
If I was a player, I'd say we ain't dreaming, man. We're going to win. We're going to kick everyone's ass and win a Super Bowl.
And we want to get paid. We want. When thing. I sign my contract, I hope Justin Jefferson makes one demand when he signs his contract. How much are you going to get of it? All of it.
That's a really good.
All of it.
That's a great question, too. Yeah.
You know, okay. The 3 years, 120, I get 120.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. So didn't Tyreek Hill get a huge amount of it guaranteed? I think he did.
Sounds right.
I think he did. But
I mean, all these guys now are getting paid.
I think that might be the dumbest signing of all time.
What's that?
To take him.
Oh, for the
Tyreek
Dolphins?
Tyreek Hill. For a little guy, you don't really have an accurate throwing quarterback. What are you going to throw it to him 100 times a year? He's great because Mahomes is great.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
they just drafted some other fast little guy that they're going to throw the ball, make the same plays with.
Is that the market you want Tyreek Hill in Miami?
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas City, we could keep it a little bit, you know.
We could know where he is.
Yeah. And Miami might be a problem there.
If we start reading in the paper that he missed Wednesday's practice, reading in the for Miami that he missed Wednesday's practice, then, hey, Seifert's back on the beat, huh?
Yeah, he's doing the Vikings thing.
Vikings beat?
Yep,
out there all week?
Yes.
Wow.
Asking good questions.
Ms. Cronin went to the Bears?
Yeah, she's covering the Bears now. Yep.
I would take that as an insult if I'm the Vikings, that someone would prefer to cover the Bears instead of them.
Well, she's from there, and her folks are there.
I guess sometimes you got to put...
And plus, it's Chicago. Wouldn't be a bad market to go to. I always enjoyed Chicago.
By the way, I was in D.C. over the weekend. All the fears of urban America. Now, we were out a little... I don't know if it's officially a suburb. I guess it is. Arlington. But it was next to Arlington. There's an area. We were staying in a residence inn, and there's a three or four blocks of shopping, restaurants, mobs of youth, college youth, young couples rolling the baby around at 8:30 at night to going here to here. When we were driving back from this thing we were at in the afternoon on Saturday, there was a place like Surly or something, but outside Corral.
Oh, yeah.
Had to be 1,000 people. And you know why? It was 70 degrees. That's why. It wasn't 42 and raining.
Did you consider moving to the D.C. area?
I think one issue there is people talking about the cost of housing here.
Oh, God, yeah.
Double it.
We've got some friends that moved out there.
I have a nephew who's buying a townhouse. And. You know, good luck to him. I looked at it, but it looked like, okay, 280, about 500.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, I'm not, but I've always, the girl in the telephone does you more good. Have you driven around out there in Washington? She does you more good there because you know what?
Yeah.
The roads were laid out
yep.
by, Revolutionary War.
It's like Philly.
Philly's
Philadelphia is incredible.
Up a hill, well, down a hill. Yes.
And they're small, too, at times.
You know, wherever
in Philly, you got streets that you're barely getting
you
by.
Know, guys got on horses, and wherever the horse wanted to go,
you went.
That's where
you
they put. Yeah. Then they made a road and a path. And
have the horse take a right.
Now they're the roads. Woo, woo, woo. It's unbelievable.
Redirecting.
Yes.
Rerouting.
This was my second time out there since when I relied. I've been out there and not rented a car, but this is my second time out there with the lady who's the greatest invention ever, and she saved me every
It is incredible.
Minutes. How does it work? How do it work?
I don't care. It works. And I mean, I spent my, because I have no sense of direction at all. So I'd be the guy that would write it all down, right?
Yeah,
take it right there. And then you'd be like, right, but I'm saying, so you'd be like, is that the street? Yeah. Now, it's like the greatest thing.
Yeah, you can't, you know, when I did the map, I would like, okay, if I'm a town like that, I then would write on a big piece of paper, take a right here, left here. But to give you a warning three blocks ahead is a damn good thing in America.
Fantastic. You can slow down without slamming on the brakes. It's great.
And we still have more car accidents than we ever had. I don't understand it.
I think it's because we're staring at phones.
Yeah, that could be.
But the girl talking to you, you don't have to stare at the phone. Mm. You can just
The secret, though, at least on my iPhone and I think on others, is if you want to hear the voice, you can't have Bluetooth on, right?
Right.
Yeah, because we were in the car and the girl wasn't talking, and I said, "Yeah, I think you might have your Bluetooth on.
Yeah.
Turn off the Bluetooth, then she talks to you."
Yep. Yeah, that's very disconcerting.
I'd like to.
When she's not talking.
I'd like to marry that girl. She's unbelievable. She is smart.
When
she knows the world. How does she do that?
I used to need Dawn for directions. Now, I'm fine.
Now, quiet. She's going to tell me what to do.
I
don't
can listen.
Talk.
It used to be she'd like pull the map. She can read a map. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
It's a gift I don't have.
Yeah. No. Well,
I can't read a map.
But my eyes aren't good enough to say, oh, you know. So anyway, it was a nice little 2.5-day trip and got away from.
I saw your tweet
about
the Washington National Football League team.
The Commodores, the Commanders are not. They should have been Commodores.
Commodores would have been better.
The Commodores would have been better.
Lionel Richie could have sang the anthem.
Now, I got some guys saying I'm lying, but I had four or five people at the function I was at refer to them as the Commies.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy said, nobody out here is calling them the Commies. You know, I haven't heard it yet. Well, then you're a fan of these morons. I still don't know why they didn't use the, which was suggested early, the Red Tails, which was that African-American flying squadron from World War II.
Oh, yeah.
You could have great little logo, a little airplane. Would have, you wouldn't have had, you couldn't have kept the same songs and everything, but you could have, you could have done the same thing. This is stupid.
But Commanders, what do you, if you are doing a headline in the Washington Post.
Yeah, comms, I guess.
So. Yeah. But, I mean, it's no good.
No, it's not. No,
and Commies is hysterically funny, but they're not going to do it.
Guardians is, I'm not a big Guardians fan.
Guards.
Would have much preferred Spiders.
Yes.
But, yes, Guards is, Guards you can use, yeah. But this one, there's nothing. Nothing except Commies.
Yep.
That's all you can use.
Yep.
So, him, you know what the rumor is? That the Learners are trying to sell the baseball team so they can buy the football.
Oh, I didn't know. No, I did. I knew that they were trying to sell the baseball team.
But
I didn't realize.
The football team's probably $5 billion, right?
Yeah.
So if you get three for baseball.
Well, Snyder might be in real trouble now, right? He's being investigated for hiding.
The Justice Department's investigating. The NFL is investigating him. But he's a very stubborn individual, so I would guess they're going to have a hard time driving him out. But that could be a real bidding contest to get that franchise to. But that stadium sucks. It wasn't bad when they built it.
The football?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to get out of there.
For no reason.
Yes.
He put 15,000 additional seats in it. It was 75,000 when it was built. It was fine. Took away all the aisles.
Yeah.
Took away all the, squeezed everybody in. It's
terrible.
And it's
on the suburbs.
Yeah. And the traffic.
Landover.
Traffic going in and out is horrendous. I've been there twice, I think.
I think they want to go back downtown, don't they?
I don't know where the hell they'd go. You know, I don't. I didn't know the basketball team, the Wizards, and the Mystics just built their training center out in southeast, the southeastern part of the town, which is the rough, tough town, and they're trying to gentrify that to some degree. Maybe they're thinking a football stadium out there, too. I don't know. But, you know, National, where the original D.C. Stadium was out there somewhere, too. Yeah. Not in a, but more of a neighborhood than the southeast.
Okay.
But the guy, Stephen, the kid married to my niece, is the cook for the Wizards and the Mystics. So he goes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they're home. When they're home or when they're practicing or something, he gets his orders and prepares them healthy meals, because everybody is, this whole generation of NBA and WAN players who grew up eating chicken strips and French fries, right?
Yes.
Every chance they could get. Now we got to give them all healthy meals.
Yes. That's why they're all in such damn good shape.
So I mentioned this to somebody, but I'm going to mention it again. We are raising a new generation of Twin City sports fans that terrifies me. You can still read the comments in the newspaper and get the crusty old ornery guys who nobody can do anything right. But these people want to support their teams when they do bad stuff. Cousins. You got the whole Cousins is great crowd, which is what now? 30% of the, it's a younger crowd that's doing this, right?
Uh-huh.
They want to be positive. How could any, and now I've noticed it with the Timberwolves.
Yep.
People want to somehow not consider this one of the great disasters in Minnesota sports history. Mm-hmm. To urinate away three games in a six-game playoff series is humiliating. It's awful, and they should be bashed unmercifully.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Because Jaden McDaniels decided to have one decent game as they were being eliminated. Oh, what a bright future, because you have him and Edwards. You have Edwards, who, by the way, wasn't really good in the fourth quarters either. And this kid's, okay, he might be a starter for you, but you think you're going to build some juggernaut on the backs of Jaden McDaniels? You're morons. This was horrible. This was horrible. They would have been better off losing the play-in games than go through this.
Well, they
misery.
Did something three times that no team had done more than once in a playoff series.
Yeah. Now, the third of those, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, well, I said the second wasn't as bad either.
No,
The
first one is because it happened twice in the same game. But, but there was never a question. Once they started coming back in the fourth quarter, there was never a question.
No, I know, but that's not excusable to your point.
No, it's not.
I told Phil today, I said, if this was a blue-collar, hardcore sports town, in which we cared about the crest instead of the players, there would have been, since Game 6 came to a conclusion, and it would have been written about, too. So I'm blaming us as well. Carl Anthony Towns. Does he belong here? Now, that doesn't mean that it would have been, trade him, but it's barely been broached.
Yeah, I think most of us have been bashed saying they got to get rid of D'Lo.
Yeah.
And you can't.
But I mean,
but Towns is, yes.
He in was, Boston, we'd be talking about Towns,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he was, 50-50 in the series, basically? You know, he wasn't very good Game 6 either. Well, so he had two good games out of six. So I'm not sure they had any idea how they wanted to use him either. Do you? I mean, I don't.
Finch showed me things I didn't like that I didn't expect to see, if that's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't understand. There were some decisions he made that I still don't get.
No. But I did like the fact that he had the guts to say, D'Lo, you suck. I'm going to put in Jordan McLaughlin, who we basically got off the street.
I didn't play in Game 3?
No.
Didn't even get on the floor in Game 3?
It's.
But yes, it was. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. And in retrospect, the Wiggins trade was a bad trade. Because you could have kept Wiggins for the same amount of money. He would have driven you crazy, but then you could have used the seventh draft choice to on a point guard. And then you would have had another option as a guard. Their guards are bad. Beverly's good defensively. He's a bad offensive player. D'Lo is bad. Their guards are bad. It's hard to win with bad. And Edwards, you know their guards are bad when Edwards has to handle the ball as much as he does, as a wing, right?
What's your theory on D'Lo, though? You know, he started bad. Then he came back and played really well.
He had a month of pretty good play.
And then he choked. I mean, the playoffs, he disappeared.
Yeah, he won the play-in game for him, and you thought, okay, ooh, here we go. And I don't know, that chance to be the hero in game five and running around and then taking that ungodly short arm pathetic shot was, that was the end of him here. I don't know. This whole thing about, he and Cat, what would Cat say if he'd leave? I'll tell you what Cat would say if he left. Good. I want a guard who could get the ball to me, you know?
Yeah.
So, Morant, though, God, I saw that, by the way, the last quarter and a half of that, I watched most of the second half of the Warriors and the Grizzlies. Mm. God, that was a good second half. And the fourth quarter was fantastic. Because, you know, they were in control, Memphis, in the third quarter. Then all of a sudden, boom, the Warriors had a big run and went ahead of them by 10. Early in the fourth, and then here they came. And it was a brawl, man. It was great. And then Morant just made some unbelievable plays. And he made some threes, too, in that game because they were giving them to him. Mm. But he's still not a shooter. But now people are saying that he had virtually the same shot, as he had to beat the Wolves in game at the end of the game five. But it wasn't. He was contested. You know, he was contested by Klay Thompson, who was one of the best defensive players in the league. But he threw it up there off the board like he does, and you expected it to go in, but mm-hmm. it was challenged. But that was a really good game. And it's not really fair to a team like Memphis, is it? You go through six games and you got to turn around and start a series against a team, you know, at noon, at 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday.
Especially in a league that then will give you 3 days off.
Yeah, right.
That's I don't have any idea what they're doing schedule-wise
half
the time.
Whatever. ABC needs a game, and they want the Warriors, and here you go.
Morant's fun, though. God, he was fun to watch.
He's relentless.
He is a brawler.
He is relentless. That might be
thrives on that,
and that might be the best ups I've ever seen.
Oh God,
it's unbelievable.
In person, it's unbelievable, Pat.
Yeah, it's just straight up. It's incredible. Some of those dunks when because it's not like he's dribbling around in three different directions, and then boom, he goes up one step, and he goes up 12 feet. He doesn't do it by springing, and he just goes straight up out of a dribble.
Yes,
which is pretty amazing.
Or on defense, standing still, he'll just go up.
Yeah, he's great, man. He's something. Chip Scoggins' son is he's now in college, but he's a basketball. Tried to play basketball, and he's a nut for the game. And he told me. A couple of years ago, he said, he can't wait for the NBA season to start. And I said, this 2 years ago. Because of the Timberwolves? He said, no, because of Ja Morant.
Ja Morant,
He says there's a cult of young youth around of that age. They don't care about the Timberwolves. They care about Ja and the guys like that. They care about specific players.
I think his kid was also at one point a big Chris Paul fan.
Yeah.
And so he would change his allegiance to teams based on where Chris Paul was.
Yeah. The NBA crowd is a different, and it's what makes the NBA successful.
Yeah,
stars. It's the league of stars, and the stars are more popular than the home teams
mm-hmm.
in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you're in LA, you're
like Ant will be incredibly popular.
Yes, Ant. Yes, he will. He'll be the most. It'll be hard to beat Garnett, but. He'll be the most popular 10 years from now. If he sticks around, he'll be the most popular player they ever had here because of his dynamic, his ability to dunk and do all this other stuff. And the fact that he's got some personality, you know, job to see his quote. He says, Klay Thompson made a three and I missed a layup. Yep. That's what it wasn't like. I got fouled or anything, you know.
I love Ja's dad, too.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. That guy's having more fun. Good for him, too. Mm-hmm. He's having more fun sitting courtside, drinking.
Plus, when he made the bet with Katz, oh, man, he knew he was going to win it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He knew when it came to, you know, there's only one of those guys that can do the Sammy dance if he wanted to do it. By the way, did you ever hear this version of Sammy's pulled muscle in the last three Laker games? He played game three and then...
Yeah, he didn't play.
That he did it at the end of game two doing the Sammy dance.
Yeah.
After he made the shot to beat him, right?
Yeah, that's... I've never seen that version, yes.
I'd never seen it, but it's now out on the internet as though it's fact, so...
Yeah, I thought Flip had talked about
it
one time.
Flip maybe said, but Flip...
I thought Flip did talk about it way back when.
Yeah, I think Flip did probably say that, yes. That's I guess Flip was quoted, but I don't know if it was years later.
But I don't know if
I think it was years later. Yeah, I don't think it was out at that time.
And I don't know if it's accurate or if he... or what, but yeah, I have definitely heard that.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess... I can't look back and say... You know, the playing game was fun, even though it was a bad basketball game. I can't look at what happened there and say, boy, this was a fun season. Sorry. Can't end like that. If they would have gotten blown out in five.
Right, you'd be less offended.
It would have been better if they got blown out in five. The one thing they did, much better than the Golden State did last night, yesterday anyway, is they had good defensive plans for Morant. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did not just let him kill him. He had some bad games. They stayed in front of him pretty good until Ant decided that he wasn't going to stay in front of him.
He had some bad games, Pat, but what I loved is, first of all, he never went away. And second of all, unlike Cat, he didn't whine and moan.
No.
He just kept going to the hoop.
I think if he comes over and complains to an official, they listen to him because he doesn't do it every time he hits the floor.
Right.
How many times did he go to the floor thinking, I might get a foul here.
Yes.
He didn't get it. He didn't get up screaming. He just ran down the other end and tried to play defense.
I love that, though.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if they can keep him in Memphis, if he'll sign the second contract there. Hey, I saw this stat on the Vikings. Where did I read it? I saw it on Twitter. One of those Viking fan blog dealies. Of their last seven number ones, only one has gotten a second contract. I think that was it. Only one has gotten the second contract.
I mean, Bradbury's not going to. We know that because he's not going to have the fifth-year option picked up.
That's what I mean. Maybe it's only one's gotten the option picked up or something.
I'm just looking at their draft history here.
Okay.
So Christian Darrisaw is obviously too new. Yeah, Justin Jefferson will... Bradbury won't, so that goes back to 19. Yeah, 2018, Mike Hughes got traded.
Yeah.
2017, Dalvin was their first pick, but it was a second rounder, so there's no pick. Yep, 2016, Treadwell didn't make it. 2015, Trey Waynes,
did he get a second one?
I don't remember that one.
I don't know, he got a second.
Barr definitely did. He got like three, yeah. So... But, yeah, that's not too far off base.
Yeah. Who's the big far bar?
Let me see here.
Ponder didn't get one. This must go all the way back to Ponder.
Sharif Floyd in 13. Sharif Floyd, Xavier Rhodes, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, they had three. So.
And Rhodes did get one.
Rhodes got one, yeah.
And then Khalil was the first rounder along with Harrison Smith in 2012.
It must be going back to... That was...
But, yeah, I mean...
13. It must be going back to 14.
It's not too far off base.
Yeah. Something like that. That's... And so maybe that's why, maybe that's what Adolfo Spielman is thinking, that, you know, we screw him up. We might as well take a 32 as a 12. So this guy is apparently the guy they draft is a hitter, not a roamer. He had one interception in 2 years for Georgia. I didn't know how good that Georgia defense was. I knew they were good.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why they were favored over Alabama in the championship game, even after Alabama drubbed them.
Yep.
But the boys who do the gambling and set the lines knew how good Georgia was, obviously, right?
Yeah, and that defense was great.
Yeah.
But seeing, I saw, and this is not a good thing, I have seen him a couple times compared to being a better Andrew Sandejo. That doesn't do a lot for that doesn't do a lot for me.
No, no, that doesn't do anything for me. You know what I didn't realize? Harrison Smith is old.
Yeah.
He's what? He was drafted in 2012.
Yeah.
He's got to be 31.
Huh? Yeah, he might be in his last year here. Last few years for sure. Yeah,
cap-wise, they were.
Yeah, he was, because they traded back in at 29 in the first round to get him.
Well, they were right about that one. You got to give him credit for
he
that
is
one.
33. He turned 33 on February 2nd.
Now there's some safeties to hang around and play.
Yeah.
They just they won't want him to hang around and play at that much money.
Yes.
That's probably the deal there. So how much, this is all over the map. So what are the Wild going to have to do to be, what are the rumors on the cap for next year? And B, what are they going to have to do to be cap compliant next year? Is it set that they can't keep both Dumba and Fiala?
Yes. Yes, and the cap is set. Basically,
do they have guys that they can't get rid of that have signed those kind of contracts?
Oh, yeah.
Spurgeon and those guys.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to get rid of Spurgeon.
Yeah.
They got the no-trade guys.
Yes, yeah. So basically what they're going to do, if they want to keep Fiala, they're going to need to trade at least Dumba, mm-hmm. which they can do. And my question is, on the Fiala ask contractually, is trading Dumba going to be enough to clear room? Now, Shooter had a note in Sunday's Pioneer Press that said the answer to that question is yes. That if they trade, Dumba, it's going to free up enough room to sign Fiala to an extension.
Because of injuries, would you rather have Fiala than Dumba?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And plus, he's a goal scorer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're easy to come in. Dumba is, I guess, how many years in a row has he missed time now? At least two, Christ. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, more than that, right? Because he tore, was it the pectoral
mm-hmm.
In the fight? That was like 3 or 4 years ago now. 3 years ago?
So can you trade a guy like that just for draft? You don't have to take money back. It's not like the NBA, right?
Correct.
So they can trade him and get a number one or something, right? Somebody will give him a number one for him, won't they?
I don't know about that. That's a good question. Okay. Might
maybe
be a second rounder.
Maybe because of the injury history. But
I think they're definitely, they love him mm-hmm. as a guy and a player, but you can't trade a guy that can score goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin can. I mean, they're just hard to find.
Yeah, that's
not
that's
like true. The old days.
Although the NHL had a great goal scoring year, I read something.
Yeah,
it's absurd.
It helped that on the last day of the season, the Montreal Canadiens hit their stride and scored 10.
Well, Cole Caulfield hat trick, right?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Here they come,
Martin St. Louis.
I looked at the standings today and I said, Florida. Number one in the league in points, Montreal last.
Mm-hmm.
You go, what planet is this? What planet is this?
The scary thing is I saw a report, I guess, not shockingly, the Panthers didn't exactly pack them in, though.
Again this year?
Yeah, there's...
It's a terrible location.
It's a lukewarm market
for that.
They should
be in the same building that the basketball team is, downtown. At least you can get down there in a train or some damn thing. That freeway... That freeway at the time they dropped the puck, that turnpike, the Tampa traffic, terrible. San Francisco, terrible. That's as bad as I've ever seen.
Really?
Because I used to go over there and see the grandkids, you know, and they lived over there for 5 years, and we'd be in Fort Myers and turnpike. And then the freeway right next to it, 95,
mm-hmm.
is brutal. It's just brutal. And even before the pandemic, you had the problem of young lads, probably in the drug business, driving very nice sports cars, attempting to go 105, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then grandmas driving Buicks, going 45, and they get over in the lane. They do what you see now on roads. Get over in that next lane.
Yep.
Can't wait to barge over there where the traffic is backed up, and try to hit in front of grandma, but grandma's going 45,
uh-oh.
And they're going 100, and sometimes they can't stop. So it is crazy driving over there. I haven't been over there for years, but man alive, it's insane. It is. I know we've talked about it before, but I ran into it again last week. The guys who, as you're approaching the tunnel, the guy that wants to change three lanes.
Oh yeah.
To get nowhere.
Yep.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
You know what's the hurry? You got 20 seconds. You're going to be somewhere 20 seconds sooner. I don't get it.
I have no clue, but I know the exact guy you're talking about.
I think
about.
It's just a defiance against law enforcement. I think it's just showing your rebellion, you know, against, you know, all that's going on.
I do think this. I think that you're a lot less likely to be pulled over for that type of violation than pre-pandemic, too.
Oh yeah, that's so like you can do it on that. Yeah,
so you can get away. I actually forgot to renew my license tabs for. They expired in like February until 2 weeks ago.
We almost
never got pulled over.
We almost had a family tiff at the airport.
Uh oh.
As we're in line, you know, and the line wasn't bad. We got there early, like we always do, and the line wasn't bad. We maybe had 60 people to get to the guy you showed. The bride looks at her passport, expired. I said, well, no problem. You got your license. She couldn't find her license.
Oh, no.
And Patrick, trying to keep his composure and not say, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, she has, you know, everybody has their driver's license in a, you know, prominent place.
Front and center.
You always got like eight little dealies you can put things. There's the driver's license.
Front and center, yes.
She's got 100 cards in her mind.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh,
I'm familiar with
this. She's going through them. I'm waving people past because they're looking at us because the line's getting.
Oh, cripes.
And finally I said, would you give me your billfold, sweetie? But maybe not in those exact words.
I know, yeah.
There's a freaking license right stuck up behind another thing. It was there. It took me 4 seconds to find it. That was going to be panic time.
Yeah, and there are times where Dawn will have her license in her purse, not in anything. That drives me nuts. Let's have it in a place where you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain things, right? Yes. Keys. I try and keep my keys in the same place.
Yes.
License, credit cards, the rest of it I don't care.
I'm not a world champion at, like, okay, my cell phone, and when I put it down, it's going to be here, or my keys, or I'm not, but I am. I know where my driver's license is.
Yeah.
You know, and I also
check. I'm Team Pat on this one.
I also check my passport about every 2 months just to remind myself that I still got 3 years to go, you know, so. I can't even remember where I did it last because I keep looking and saying, is this right? But it says 2025 or something.
I learned a valuable lesson at the last, it was a couple years ago at the airport of my brother-in-law taught me because I'm a big checked bag guy at the airport.
Yes.
I love checking a bag. I hate lugging that damn thing around the concourse and trying to get it above the space. No one knows how to use the space. That's another rant. But I made the mistake once of putting my car keys, which are always, like you guys just said, they're always in my pocket. I'm always terrified of that they're not in my pocket. But I put them in my checked bag in my suitcase.
That way, then, in the checked bag.
Yeah, in the check, and this is where I made the mistake. And my brother-in-law said, always have them in your pocket, because at the worst case, if these bastards lose your bag, you can still go home.
Yes,
you can still get back into your home.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Don't ever put your
keys in the checked bag.
I always put them in my computer bag when I take that with me. But, yes. But, you know, the thing going on now, though, Declan, if you're willing to lug your bag down to the gate 30 minutes before you get on, they'll say, we're looking for 10 more bags to be checked.
Free.
So then you can go give it to them and you don't have to lug it. Yep. You don't have to go in the airplane and wrestle with other people to try to
And it's at the gateway, the bridge then, which I don't mind.
Most of them now are down at
Oh, are they?
I'm talking the ones. Now, sometimes they just have you throw them on the side. But,
yeah, I like that.
But like yesterday, they were looking for 30 bags.
Yeah, don't ever give up your keys. and things that you absolutely need.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
It is amazing to me, you know, the old, we can put a man on a moon, but we still don't know how to get people on and off it.
Oh, it's atrocious.
It's, I do think.
Yeah, it's human nature.
I do think that it's got to be load from the back.
Yeah, they did no this man. During COVID.
Yes. Oh, they stopped that?
They stopped that. They're load now back to the.
From the back.
Oh, because first class.
First class
they,
but
you
and priority.
They
and
want first class.
You got to have a Hitler-esque flight attendant.
Yes.
The first 10 rows go on. She or he is there and say, no, you got to put your bags.
Yes.
You can't just slap them into overheads 20 rows before you get there to pick them up. You got to.
Oh, yeah.
Your bags, yes. Your bags must go.
Where they belong.
Back in the last 10 rows.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are we now finished? Give me 10 more rows.
Right.
But you got to have.
I agree.
The autocratic flight attendant, right?
Yes.
Barking out. Well, no, you can't put it there. It doesn't fit.
It would help if people weren't stupid.
Yes.
That's my problem.
Some of my harshest criticisms, not even about Kirk Cousins or sports, have come from the morons that put their coat in the overhead bin or their umbrella or something that does not belong up there.
Well, you can do. So here's the thing to the coat. If you have a bag, you put it on top of the bag. The problem is when they shove it in as another item.
Yes, yes.
You're an idiot. Put it on top of your bag and it's all in there at the same time. But this is people. I mean, people are exposed continually by their idiotic nature times.
I also love the bag that has been brought on. That from 100, how come they let them put it on, brought it down the runway? I have no idea. But down the jetway. But so you get her. And you look at the hole, and the bag is a foot bigger than the hole, but you still put it up there and try to jam it in. Yep. Then you get her down, then you try it again.
Yep.
It ain't getting smaller, and the hole ain't getting larger.
Especially on those smaller jets now, where you got no shot.
Yes.
Like, that's a briefcase.
Yes.
Like, you got a briefcase, you're fine, but when you got your hole, there's no way it's going to work.
Although, I've really been complaining how much I hate fly. I haven't done much flying, and I didn't any. But 1:40 to get there with the tailwind.
Oh, how long to get back?
And 2:05 to get back.
I don't like that either.
No, but it was great, though. Two quick flights. We were 40 minutes early coming home and a half hour early. Now, that's their time that they build in. But I can handle an 1:40 flight. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. Are you kidding?
Although at current prices,
Yeah, what did that cost you?
I think it was $8 a piece.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, airfare right now is nuts. I'm going to Tampa in like 6 weeks.
I heard it's terrible.
Oh, really?
No, I heard it's
terrible. Yeah, the airfare. Yes, we bought them in December and got them at a pretty reasonable price. And going anywhere right now is like a minimum of $400 to $500.
Yeah.
Easily.
You know, there's some businesses that suffered from the pandemic, including airlines.
Yep.
But, boy, they're getting it back as best they can. And you know who else has been very unfair coming out of the pandemic? Coke.
What's happened?
This is a normal-sized one, right? The next one, the 8-packs that I...
Oh, you like the smaller ones, yeah.
I like those.
Those are good.
I like the 8-packs. $7!
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They say 30 cents off. You look, $6.70. I used to buy it for $4 pre-pandemic. Are there materials in Coke, rock gut?
It's like gasoline.
Is there materials in Coke that are in short supply? Man. I don't buy it. Water and I don't know what else is in there.
But you know what? They've got you, and they know they've
got me,
because you aren't going to go on a Diet Coke strike.
Chad Hartman had me on the other morning to talk about, our afternoon or whatever it was, to talk about my 41 years of sobriety.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I realized that none of my habits have changed. I just don't drink. Because one of the big things with alcoholism is protecting your supply, right?
Yep.
Making sure you always had it around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this stuff, I'll look in the refrigerator at 9:30 and Byerly's now closes at 10. That's pandemic due. I look in the refrigerator and there's only two left. And I say, you know. And I know I'm going to drink one before I go to bed.
Yep.
Right.
So that means I get up in the morning and I only got one. I'm yelling upstairs. I'm going to Barley's. You need anything? I got to go get three.
It's right down the street, though. Yeah, it's very conveniently located.
It's 3 minutes, but I got to protect my supply.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I still got that. If you go to an AA meeting, they say,
you know what?
Protect your supply.
It's a better vice.
It is. Hell yes. Yes.
It's a better vice.
We'll be better off. Not Tom Reed won't be, but the world would be better off if everyone who goes to that hockey game tonight was full of Diet Coke and not alcohol.
Yep.
Because, oh, man, it'll never be like Met Stadium, though. Because with the hours of tailgating before those.
Well, and the spring. Zero fear of driving drunk.
Yes, right. Well,
494 was just bumper cars back then.
The last one in 91. Am I wrong, or were we having a beautiful spring?
Yeah, no, we did.
Because there were some.
It was a gorgeous spring.
There was some. I remember getting to the games.
Yep.
And it was Sodom and Gomorrah in that parking lot.
It was the last time.
It was just a roar of humanity hours before the kickoff. Hours.
There are pictures still to this day that exist that show, and it was a very nice spring.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. I just remember all those nice days, and that parking lot was. When the North Stars play, you could just keep parking as far as the eye could see.
Well, and keep in mind, too, the Stanley Cup Finals back then were, what, late May?
I think the May.
So, I mean, we were well into.
I think the loss to the Penguins was on Memorial Day or right at the end of the May 31st.
That's what happens. Long run, you get some decent, hopefully, weather.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
One of the great coincidences ever, I've told this story ever, though. When Norm, before the last game, right? Game six, before game six. Wanted more, was mad because he was having to put excess media in the stands.
Yes.
So he knocked out the wall in the press room.
Yes.
And, you know, just, I mean, Declan, they had guys come in the morning.
They were sawing
and
it out.
Knock out a wall.
So, from the dining room.
Nobody knew if it was going to cause the entire place to collapse or all.
Right. Norm didn't
give
a damn.
But they knocked it out, and then I was in that auxiliary. I was in there. You know, my seat was in there because the Star Tribune had eight people there or something.
Yeah.
And I was in there, and the TV, they had TVs. Like, they put in a couple of emergency TVs. They were up above us, and Mario Lemieux scores, and, you know, it's like 8-0 in the middle of the third. And all of a sudden, the TV goes bleep, blip, and that sitcom, 8 is Enough, comes on the TV for like a minute. I don't know what, it got something crossed. And I said, this is a lead, you know.
Yep. There's a sign from God.
It was Enough. 8 is Enough comes on there. That guy... You know, he's remembered as an evil SOB here as he was, but God, was he a screwball. And who could say?
Norm?
It's, you know, watching Winning Time.
That's what I was going to say.
It's like, Norm, you could have.
I watched a bunch of them last night, and you're right. Those guys were crazy.
He was nuts. Yeah. No, we don't know how to. We got it. The NHL makes us give credentials so these people can see the game. Well, then knock out a wall at 10 in the morning. The game's starting at 8, 7:30. I got there for like 4 in the afternoon. They're still finishing pounding out the wall.
No, they literally went in and got that wall and just they sawed the son of a, you know what, out.
Unbelievable. It's funny we all didn't get crushed in the press room falling down.
I'm sure there was a little asbestos floating through the air that day, too.
Yeah, there could be a pretty good satire series done on him. You see, Jerry West says he's going to the Supreme Court.
No. Now, yeah,
offended.
Now, is Jerry West really that crazy?
People who knew him said it's a little over the top, but he was a dour.
Okay.
And he's now trying to say he was all in on magic, which everybody says is BS. So I don't know.
Great show, though. It's a fun show.
It's funnier now. Then John, you know, Will Ferrell wanted to be Jerry Buss.
Mm-hmm.
They made the right choice. John C. Reilly was made to play Jerry Buss as they're playing him in this series. He's fantastic. All right. See you. Wild and six.
Okay.
Make it six. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
Your dog is more than just your bestie with the cutest face ever. Get to know them on a genetic level with Embark Vet. Developed by veterinarians and PhDs, Embark screens for more than 215 genetic health risks across more than 350 breeds. It's top-notch science for your top-notch pup. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DNA, that's DNA, to get $60 off an Embark Breed and Health Kit or Purebred Kit with free shipping. That's promo code DNA to save today.